Hi, it's Energy Radio here and live on Friday night, and in the studio we've got all boys, girls, and God, are they gorgeous, hey? Sarah Winrow, laughing. Amy Beggs Carney, Sophie Barraclough, and Drew Ward. And Drew, you're the best looking one here, son. Are you sure you're playing golf for all boys, girls?
Back in the day, with long hair.
All right, well, just a couple of results to run through. Congratulations to St. George's, who won 2-0 against St. Mary's with a 3-1. 3-1 they won, didn't they? You won 2-0, didn't you?
Yeah.
You won 2-0, they won 3-1 and won 1-0. So well done to all them. Bassey will be in to talk about that later on. Well, next week, hopefully. The Kirby Estates Carl Cup, Group A, Ramsey 1, Ramsey Youth Centre All Boys 0. Well done to you. Russian 3, Braddon 0, Corinthians 2, Peel 0, Union Mills 2, Laxey 3, Group B, Castletown 3, Colby 1. You can eat that pizza if you want. They're all staring at the pizza and staring at me. You crack on if you want. Douglas and District 2, Onken 5, Moran 1, St Mary's 2. But I want to go back to all boys who, congratulations, 2-0 down Peel. First trophy of the year.
Only trophy we'll get, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you still in another cup? So
well, to be fair, we could win the Junior Cup.
Yeah.
The only team I thought we'd get beat by in the Junior Cup was Peel. We battered them yesterday.
Was a big crowd there last night?
For us?
Yeah.
It's a bigger crowd that I've seen all boys ever have.
Is it? It
wasn't just Chelsea Ken for once.
All the girls come to
no, we their own game. We couldn't
play. Yous were playing.
Some
yes,
reason
right.
They've set up the girls game on the same day as a combi game where you can win the league. How that makes sense.
Still a bit bitter on that one, aren't you, Drew? A bit bitter. And you're a bit bitter that you never played last night,
yeah,
aren't you?
Stupid rules. Play 5 minutes for the first team. And then you can't play 3 weeks later for the combi because there's been no first team game.
It's probably the biggest match of the season, but you've helped them win the cup anyway, haven't
you?
Oh,
yeah. I still got a medal for it and that, but it just wasn't there.
You wanted to play. Have you got any more matches? Is that the league finished now?
That's us finished. They've got one game left, but obviously it doesn't matter now because we've won it. But I think Peel, Combi, we've got Union Mills left. That's it. But that was our last game of the season.
I think I've got them next week. I've got Union Mills Combi. Oh, no, they're playing Russian. Mm. So take us through last night, 2-0, because Peel Combi are very good, and yeah. I know St. George's did you a favour by beating them.
Oh, big time. But first 10 minutes, they battered us. No two ways about it. They had about five crosses in the box, and they was twice as big as all that. Who's the guy up? Hawk?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
handful.
Massive. But Tommy and Danny Roberts did well, centre-back, to be fair. They were nowhere near as good as what I'd have done, but...
Obviously. But, that goes without saying. So.
No, apart from the first 10 minutes, I don't reckon they had a chance. Then we got a penalty, which we missed.
Who missed that?
Dave Quirk.
Never take a penalty again. What's he doing in the combi?
He's been injured for 3 weeks.
Why?
Yeah.
Drop you and bring Quirk in.
He missed a penalty. And then from there, we just battered them, to be honest. They had a couple of chances at the post where Mida thought it was going wide, and he let it go wide and hit the post. But apart from that, no.
Who did Mida blame?
Oh, the defence always. Yeah, it's never Mida's fault, no.
So 2-0, who got the goals?
Craig Murph got the first, and Dean France, back from the dead, got the second.
My God, Dean France.
Does it every year. Comes back, last game of the season, scores.
And did he get booked?
He did. Yeah, 40 got booked. What are the chances? First 5 minutes as well, and 40 stayed on the pitch.
Most referees have got a little hand stamp with their names on it, so just instead of writing it, we just stamp it down.
It's like a pub watch, but for football with them boys.
Now, you've done really well there, winning the league, and you're coach for the ladies as well, aren't you?
Yeah.
You and, was it Walter?
Wal, but Wal's been away for the past 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got them to the semi-final. Didn't have to play a game to get to the semi-final, so we got a bye, but...
Drew, you should have just said semi-final. Do you know what? The listeners are thinking, I tell you what, them all boys, girls have done well getting to the semi-final. But unfortunately, they got a bye, didn't they?
Yeah.
And what was the score?
Got beat 5-1. It wasn't a 5-1 game. It sounds worse than it was, but their keeper should have got sent off, and I stand by it.
Is that the referees again, is it, Drew?
Yeah.
They're all awful. It's not one good one, no, man.
Tell you what, you won't get that pizza. That Domino's pizza's coming home with me and the three girls. Now, are you improving with these girls, or do you need to get them off the drink on a Friday?
No, to be fair, they're not that bad. There's obviously a couple of times where they play Sunday. You can't expect them to stay in every Saturday. So there's times where...
They expect you to stay in on a Saturday, though, don't they?
But there is times, considering we've got 20 people on the books where we only get 11, but... Apparently March is a good time to go on holiday as well. We've had five people away in March, so our squad, like in that semi-final, our squad could have been a lot stronger, but the girls did well that we were in.
Right, girls, now, you played last night. Close game again, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The same team that knocked you out.
Yeah.
Sarah, what went wrong?
I was only there for 20 minutes because I got off the plane at 6:30. And then I was knackered. I
wandered around for a bit and then decided to sew myself up.
Yeah. What went wrong? So,
well, you just not have to fly up the island. There's somebody's phone going off. Who's that? It's all right. Amy, 5-1. Is that a true reflection of the game last night? Because they beat in the semis, didn't they?
Yeah, same score, actually. No, Drew just said. I didn't think it was a fair reflection, to be fair. We did really well, battled it the first half, and then second half they just came in and tanked us down to our fitness more than anything, because the girls, we all got pretty tired.
Didn't help we didn't have a manager yesterday.
We didn't have a manager, so I was player manager having to sub people off at half time.
It's horrible.
When I probably wasn't playing great myself, I'm like, yeah, get off, you're not doing great.
Sophie, did you go off?
I went off the last 2 minutes because I had cramp.
That's the worst thing. The girls are so unfit, it's ridiculous.
No, but I never have cramp, but I think it was because of the boozy Easter weekend.
Yeah. So, well, what were you doing?
Drinking.
See what I mean?
Yeah,
big semi-final, and they're all on the ale.
Yeah.
Sarah Anson played good in goals. She made some really good saves.
Yeah.
For Peel, how did they? Do you think they're going to win the final?
I think so.
I think they might. You know, to be fair,
it's going to be a good back, final. Back. Who's the centre back that plays for them?
Sarah Riley.
Yeah. She didn't play against us,
but she played last night.
But she's good.
And we've got Kira Buchanan back up front, and she.
I've heard they got some girls back from uni as well that are going to be up there.
So it sounds like they'll be strong.
Yeah. It's going to be a good game.
Surprised they wanted to play. Well, I suppose they didn't have a choice to play, did they?
No. I think I heard a few of them say, oh, we'll save ourselves for a
They went hard then, didn't they?
Well, that's the difference between Peel and Old Boys. You see, Peel have got girls coming back from uni and you've got all Asbos down at your team.
Yeah.
Right, we'll be back in 2 minutes.